Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got somebody else besides Dono's dollars. He's money every day. Jeff
yep.
Darlington.
Joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline from ESPN and friend of the show, Jeff Darlington. Welcome to Draft Week, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, just invigorated.
Hey, Jeff, do they make you do a mock draft?
No, hell no, Joe.
That makes two of us. That makes two. Zach doesn't do any. That makes three of us that don't have a mock draft. I'm a little burned out on mock drafts right now.
I don't know, man. Like, I just, you know what's funny to me? I think I've probably said this to you before, but, like, the draft to me is this weird exercise where, like, literally every year for, like, 2 months, everybody says all this crap, and then it proves to be wrong, right? Like, tomorrow or on Friday morning, everything everybody said for the past, like, 3 months will prove to be almost 100% incorrect. And yet nobody will, like, question it. And then
right.
next year we'll do the exact same
That's
exercise
funny.
Again. As if, like, we didn't just do the same thing the year before.
You know what? Nobody will care if Todd and Mel and those guys, they come out. And even they'll scream going, wow, I can't believe they took him. We didn't see that guy coming up that high.
Not only that, Joe. And from a journalism standpoint, it, like, goes against everything that I was ever taught, which is, like, so, like, if someone's going to tell me something, right, about the draft, they're going to either tell me as, like, a loyal, trustworthy person who believes I'm not going to report it because
Correct.
It would not be in their best interest, or they're going to tell me because it's not true.
Right.
Either way. like, this is the dumbest exercise. But anyway. Super stoked about the draft coming up. Check it out on ESPN. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And ABC. Don't forget.
And by the way,
ABC
don't worry.
Also,
the reason we're doing it, there's going to be a lot of people watching. That's let's get
I
down.
Know, man. Look, you know, it's funny because I ripped the process beforehand, but I always get so juiced up, like, for some. I can't even.
Well, you want to know where everybody's going. You feel like you've interviewed half the guys.
Yeah.
You want to know where they're going, right?
Well, like, 10 minutes before, I get, like, all amped up, and you start to feel, like, that energy, and, like, so, I mean, as much as I rip it, I'll be into it just as much as anybody, right as Arizona goes on the clock.
All right, well, speaking of Arizona for a second, Kyler, you're going to be surprised if that number one pick overall is not Kyler Murray?
I won't be surprised, no, but, you know, I do understand and feel like Cliff Kingsbury really does want Kyler, but I also understand that Steve Keim is in a position where, you know, he's got to look that owner in the eye in Bidwell and say, you remember how a year ago, or 2 years ago, I told you that coach that I was going to hire the right guy and that quarterback I was going to draft was the right guy? Well, the coach is gone, and now I'm going to get a new quarterback too. So, like, he's in a little bit of a weird spot. And not to mention, I understand the idea of the draw of the quarterback and all that, but, like, we can talk about Kyler Murray all we want. In my opinion, in 5 to 10 years, we're going to be looking at this saying, wait, Kyler Murray or Nick Bosa? And people were talking about Kyler Murray? Like, in my opinion, Nick Bosa is a can't-miss, like, potential Hall of Famer. That guy's a beast. And I know he's not as sexy as a quarterback because he's a defensive front kind of guy, but, like, I think Bosa's absurd. And I mean, I think Joey Bosa is probably top 5 player in the NFL and certainly top 5 most underrated player in the NFL. And if Nick is anything like Joey,
yeah,
that's the guy you should be taking first overall.
How about this one? How about Joey and Nick actually played together at St. Thomas Aquinas? People forget,
wow,
as a freshman, Nick was playing on the varsity as a freshman and sophomore. He started.
Jeez.
It's like a 220-pound defensive lineman playing with Big Brother there, big 5-star bro.
It's pretty good bookend.
Jeez. Yeah.
Think about that. I always get the mailings at my house from their mother, who's a realtor. You know, like mother.
She got a good bloodline, too, the Kumerole bloodline, yes.
Yeah, I love it, though, because she's like, you know, such a proud mother, and then all of a sudden they're both in the NFL, and I haven't gotten those mailings anymore.
They will stop immediately in about, I don't know, 30 hours or so when that happens, yes.
That's awesome, though.
Hey, Jeff, I was thinking about you because you've been working with somebody that's got a lot of information on this draft. He does, you know, whatever you think of the information. Mike Tannenbaum's now working with you. I know you've worked with him a lot. Does he open up about that stuff, or does he? Because you know, there's been a lot of work put in on this draft, and he was still there for it. Has he said much about that on certain guys? Because he probably honestly knows as much as anybody. Nothing against the other guys, but he's been around in all those meetings, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that. I don't know. I don't get that sense. I think philosophically, the Dolphins are kind of like headed in a different direction. Like I think. And as, it's not as much about Tannenbaum, honestly, in my opinion, as it is about Gase and Flores, the switch there. Like, I truly think that
yeah,
the influence
true.
Of the head coach on Chris Greer probably has more impact than Mike Tannenbaum necessarily did. I truly believe that. I'm not trying to slight Tannenbaum here either, even though, like, I don't necessarily agree with a lot of what he did in Miami, but I think that Greer is more, I mean, Greer is a collaborative guy. Like, I know he says it and people might, like, roll their eyes, but he truly is. Like, this is the guy, kind of guy who wants the voices in the room to kind of get on the same page. And that did include Tannenbaum, without question, the past several years. I mean, Tannenbaum was his boss. But I still think that Greer is more subject, more inclined to take what the head coach wants and try to find that for him than vice versa. So I really do think that Flores' impact here is probably – the bigger deal. So I don't really think that Tannenbaum's intel at this point would really even be relevant.
It's always an interesting one because I'm always curious about this after all these years. If you got a strong personality as a GM and you're going, damn it, you need to take this guy. I know you're not crazy about him, but my staff friggin' loves him. He's going to be a great player. And if your head coach doesn't buy in and the first time he's got a little hiccup in his game, he's looking at you, and all of a sudden, you got a little problem in the relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest part about this whole deal. And I think that's why I hate when organizations and this time feels a little different with Greer and Flores just because of their personalities. But when organizations go and get a head coach, and then a year later they get a GM, and a year later they do a head coach,
I agree.
Like, man, there's got to be a better way to contractually tie them to each other so that that doesn't happen because. You're inclined. The human instinct is to say, well, it's not my coaching, it's the players. And then the other guy's going to say, well, it's not my players, it's the coaching. So, I mean, that's just human inclination if you're not lockstep. And if you're not, honestly, forget lockstep, somehow contractually obligated to each other. And, you know, I think that it's a good thing to put Greer on top. And I hope that Greer, while he says that he is going to be collaborative and doesn't want to betray the trust. He doesn't think it's worth it to betray the trust of the head coach in that regard. He still, when they're on the clock, if he wants the guy and there is a difference of opinion, he has to impose himself and say, you know what? You know, this is my pick. It's my rear. I hate saying rear. Can I say ass? Is that allowed?
Ass it's his ass.
Yeah, it's ass is
okay.
Good. Yeah.
It's my ass.
It is.
Like, we're picking this guy. And I think that, it's going to be important for Greer to realize that now that he is the head honcho, the main guy, the guy who oversees it all.
All right, Jeff. Cardinals just got off the board. They picked Kyler Murray. Your phone rings because you're sitting next to Chris Greer. Cardinals call you and say, we'll take a three right now. Number right. 78 overall for Josh Rosen.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say to Chris Greer if he's asking for your input?
Oh, can Chris Greer give up a third round pick? You're saying
78. The Cardinals say we'll take 78.
Or a second round pick the following year.
Yeah, or a two in 2020.
I'm a terrible negotiator. I give him the second round pick this year. I mean, I'm not saying that if he offers the third, absolutely. But I'd give up a second round pick for Josh Rosen right now if I'm the Miami Dolphins. I mean, he's still a first round quarterback. You know how many Mitch Trubisky and Jared Goff from year one to year two. Like, think about those guys.
Yeah, you're right.
What was Josh Rosen? We do not have a proper evaluation of him. If Josh Rosen is coming out right now in this draft, forget everything that happened in the past year because, honestly, you can throw it out. Rosen was not responsible for his shortcomings this past year. If he's coming out right now, I'm not so sure he's not the first quarterback off the board.
Wow.
He might be ahead of Haskins and Murray right now. So if you can give up a second-round pick for Josh Rosen, I would do it, to be honest. So if the Dolphins are in that situation to give up a third.
That's going to be interesting.
Get on Ross's jet and pick him up in Arizona right now. Mm.
But Jeff, they passed on him a year ago. They had him if they wanted him. He's taking one pick.
But different value, though. I mean, we're not talking about a first-round pick anymore.
Okay, so
I think if you can get Josh Rosen for a second or third round pick, you absolutely do it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know that scenario is going to be brought up. I know there's reports that they might keep them both on the roster through the summer to see if somebody gets hurt, you know, in training camp. And I guess that's a possibility also. I'm just thinking that if that pick is made, I know the NFL doesn't want Arizona to say anything now to ruin the drama for the number one pick, even if they do have something in place, a trade in place or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But I do understand. My thoughts were the same thing. At 78, you take them in a second. Like, not even – I wouldn't even budge, because in the third round, you might get an offensive tackle or defensive lineman, and the Dolphins need both at this point. But, man, that's a value guy that was picked 10th last year that you can get for possibly 78. I would do it in a second.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a second-round pick in there from somebody.
It's a continued evaluation, too, on the guy, too. Like, I also believe – I mean, you know what's crazy to me? Like, not to go down a completely different road, but Chris Greer, like, I find it somewhat fascinating, and I'm kind of attached to this for some reason, but Bobby Greer, 19 years ago, Chris's father, is largely responsible for finding Tom Brady in the sixth round. He's the only guy who called Lloyd Carr to scout him and ultimately steered the organization to pick Tom Brady, his father. You got to think that Chris Greer in his head is sitting there saying, I know Tom Brady doesn't grow on trees, but I also think that if I can do my homework and my preparation and continue to evaluate these quarterbacks, I can find one somewhere that nobody else is looking. And if that means bringing Josh Rosen in and then also adding a guy like later in the draft or something, I see nothing wrong with having multiple quarterbacks on your roster. I think Tom Brady entered the Patriots depth chart that year fifth. He was number five. They had five quarterbacks, and he battled his way to the top. I think that Chris Greer has to have that in his head somewhere.
Jeff, where are you going to be tomorrow before we have to let you run for 9 o'clock
out? I'll be Miami, man. I'm going to be down here waiting on that Josh Rosen call, man.
You know, you think it could happen?
Yeah, I think it could happen. I mean, I don't have anything behind that. There's no, it's purely speculative right now, and a lot needs to happen.
What do you think happens since you're going to be down here and part of our party now that I know that nationally? What do you think they do with a first round pick?
I think realistically, like, I think four defensive linemen come off the board, and if they can walk out of this thing with Christian Wilkins from Clemson, I think that's a big win for the Dolphins. So while it might not be that appealing to everybody, Christian Wilkins, the kind of guy, high-character guy that Flores would love, three-technique type of defensive lineman, if he winds up with the team number 13, I think the Dolphins should be celebrating.
I think I'd be celebrating, too. It's a good pick. Sounds like a good pick.
I don't know why. Jeff's got me thinking we're going to get Josh Rosen now on Friday.
It's not thinking that. It's just going to happen. No. It might happen to some team. Why not the Dolphins?
He's doing the history thing with Dad, and now I'm thinking.
Trying to hire the
is
dad.
Is it not the team that makes the most sense for his services at this point? I mean, other than a team like the Patriots or something like that?
That's
like,
what scares me.
I do agree. We don't know how good he is for everybody. It's already decided or says something about his personality or a jacuzzi he had in college or something, like, you know, or whatever. Like, Nobody cares about that.
It's okay. Like, that. I feel like there's this expectation that Greer, and I understand it, Greer's got to hit home runs this draft.
Oh, yeah.
But you still can't be so scared of your shadow when it comes to taking some chances that you just go with the safe guys. Safe doesn't always work. You have to be smart, but you don't always have to be safe.
By the way, that's a storyline right there. You hit the storyline. Chris Greer, is he putting his big boy pants on and not going to take safe picks and go out there and get some guys? There's your story, JD, right there, my man.
All right, we'll roll with it.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jeff.
You coming on.
Appreciate it. All right, talk soon.
All right, that was Jeff Darlington from ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.